Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you say? Pillows, they don't hurt?
Yeah, my other pillows, they hurt.
Oh.
They almost like, it kind of like...
Like itchy? Itch,
like irritate my skin.
Oh. It's no fun.
Maggie, okay. are you in or are you out?
Yeah. Make a decision.
Jeez.
Are we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're
going.
Recording.
Okay.
We always do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back to Brooke and Gina. Nope, that's not it.
Off to a good start.
Between the reps with Brooke and Gina. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to fix my cord.
On this episode of
BTR.
We're going to answer a couple emails.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your night. I'd say weekend, but you were only gone for like...
Yeah, I was gone for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little about my training and how I hurt all the time.
Cool.
And also, I already told you that. Never mind.
What?
I'm going to tell you about me passing out after eating an apple fritter.
Oh, you can still tell me.
Face down.
You can tell them. You can tell our listeners.
Yeah, I just got drunk last night, to be honest.
I get here and she goes, yeah, a little hungover.
But I thought you'd be really proud.
Passed out. Yeah, I'd be really proud. I passed out face down with an apple fritter.
I did.
Hot off the presses.
Literally face down. And then when I got in bed, I woke up and I'd got my pants off like to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
But I like didn't take my jacket off. I had like my camo. Like
you just had everything on.
Jacket. And I woke up and I'm still in my jacket and my phone's in the front pocket. My keys are in this pocket.
Where was the apple fritter gone? Or like stuck to your face or something? I did that one time. We were in Vegas and my ex and I, and we had gone out and we ended up like at a strip club or something. And I was I was like, oh, but I hadn't eaten. And I was like, I just need to go home and eat. I just need to go home and eat. And what's funny is like, you know, I was drunk and we had no kids. So I kept like building it up like, oh yeah, we're going to have really great sex and all this stuff. And so we get there and I order like a hamburger or cheeseburger or something. And he was so excited for the sex. And I passed out with the cheeseburger, like on my chest. And I woke up in the morning. I was like, ooh, sorry.
So about that.
Some blue balls. Yeah.
You're like, oh no, we have to get to the airport.
I know. He's like, damn it. But yeah,
Where'd you go?
I went to this little town called Sebastopol. It was for my daughter's birthday present. She kind of wanted to have experiences rather than like a gift. And she had turned 30. And so I had found this place. I had seen somebody post about it and it's carnivorous plants. So like they eat bugs. So It's like a Venus flytrap and there's like all these like different kinds and they're really cool. Most of them have like this sticky stuff on them and they'll trap them on the sticky stuff and then they'll like curl up and like eat the bug. So I had called them to make sure they were open when we were going to go up there. And I said, hey, like, is there like a great place to stay? And they were like, well, you know, most people want to stay in like Petaluma. It's about 45 minutes north of San Francisco or about an hour or so. And they said, you know, a lot of people decide to stay in like Petaluma because, you know, it's a little, and I kind of finished her sentence. I was like, I don't know, like higher scale. She goes, no, it's more like, Sebastopol's kind of more like a hippie town. You know, it has like crystals. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like right up Kylie's alley. She loves crystals and all that stuff. They're like, yeah, it's like crystals and they have like witchcraft, and you know, they have these, that's this great bookstore. And I was like, oh my gosh, sold. We're staying in Sebastopol. So we went and it was cool. Like we went to the nursery and then we went and checked into the hotel and we like walked around. They have like this really cool area. It's called the Barlow, and it has like shops and tasting rooms and all this kind of stuff. And so we did that for a while. Then we went to the crystal shop and they had a lady that does palm, like reads your palm. And Kylie's always, it's like part of her bucket list.
Yeah.
And so we got her palm read. And of course it's like asking, you know, like, well, what do you want to talk about today? I'm like, I want to know about grandkids. And so she kind of talked about that because Kylie and her husband have been talking about like when they want to start trying. And so that was really cool. And then, and they had.
Did you get your palm read?
I didn't.
Oh.
No, but I did years ago on the streets of like New Orleans. And it was weird because this guy was on the, just like sitting there and, you know, he's like, oh, I'll read your palm. And so my sister wanted to get it done. And it was weird because like everything he was saying was me. And so she goes, that, nope, that doesn't sound like me. Four kids, nope. Oh, two boys, two girls, nope. She goes, wait a minute, are you reading my sister right now? And it was so weird because the guy goes, I mean, he's probably full of shit, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, yeah, maybe. And so then he continued reading it and it was about me. So it was kind of weird. But, and you know, I never know. It's like, I mean, you got like a 50-50 chance, right? I mean, maybe it's not 50-50. I'm kind of stupid. You know, like guessing like what your kids are, like, you know, whether their gender and all this kind of stuff. But it seemed like it was spot on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what's funny is that I went and looked at their site ahead of time and they were having an event that night. And it was like in the evening, like after they closed.
At the Barlow?
No, at the palm reader place, the crystal shop.
Yeah.
And it said something like, come and, channel your inner witch or something nice. Like that. And I was like, oh, like maybe we'll do that. So I looked it up and I was like, nope. It was like, I thought it was going to be like about like witchcraft or like witches or something. And basically it was this group that was all going to invoke this, it's called like Baba Gaga or something. And it was like, you know, release your inner witch. And like, we looked up the witch and she's like all scary looking. And I was like, nah, I've seen too many scary movies. We're not going to do that.
I'm not like Baba Gaga. Yeah. I'll come home with me.
I know. So we kept talking about Baba Gaga. So, but yeah, and it was fun. Then we went to dinner. My sister, we had had a few drinks by then and she thought I had gone to the bathroom and we were waiting for our table. And so she goes into the bathroom and Michaela, and she goes, Gina, like announces herself as she goes in the bathroom and she thinks I'm in the stall. And this other lady comes out and she goes, not Gina. And she goes, oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought you were my sister, you know, and she's laughing about it. So she comes in, or no, the lady had come into the bathroom. Sorry. So she was in there after her. So then Michaela comes out, she's laughing. She's like, oh my God, I just like, you know, as I'm sitting on the toilet, it was like, Gina, and it wasn't you. And so I said, oh, well, I have to go to the bathroom. She goes, you should like walk in. And I guess her name was Katie. Mm-hmm. And so I walk into the bathroom and I go, Katie, this chick is like, yeah. And I go, and then she looks at me, she goes, Gina. So weird. She was such a good sport. I love nice people. So anyway, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And then we were like asleep by 10:30. We got up and went to the farmer's market.
Nice.
You know,
what kind of farmer's market?
It was like just like a regular farmer's market, but we went to this like mushroom stand. They had like mushroom jerky. And I was like, I don't think I can.
Was it something where like it was just like dried mushrooms, or was it?
They were, I mean, we tried them.
Like, also made to look like jerky.
It didn't really look like jerky. No. I mean, it tasted good. It was, they were like all flavored. You know, like we had the barbecue one. I mean, it tastes like a, I don't know, chewy mushroom with barbecue powder on it.
Did you go on a spiritual quest after?
Well, no, they had like, I was telling you earlier, they had this, like, it looked like it was like a little tincture thing and it said microdosing. And I was like, ooh, I don't know if I can, because he like wanted us to try it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And he goes, you know, it's like back in the day, like the only time I've ever done mushrooms is like in high school, like where they don't really measure it out or anything. And I tripped hard. Like it was a bad experience. Yeah. So I was like, I don't think I want to try that.
Was it psychoactive?
No, it wasn't. Oh, no. No. Okay. And so he basically said, he's like, oh, no, there's nothing in it. I don't know all the terms, but, you know, you won't trip out. And so I still didn't take it. That one time was too much for me.
You're like, nah, just in case that I got a bad batch.
Yeah, exactly. Because that would be my luck. 100%.
Did you guys buy any plants?
Yeah. I bought two of them. They have to sit in water, and they, it can't be like tap water. It can be like rainwater or distilled water. And so I don't know why I had some distilled water at home.
You're like, I think I have some of that at home. In my garage.
So it just sits there, like, and it just needs light. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Mm. Michaela kept swearing that it was growing, as we had it, like, at the hotel. She kept like, oh, I think it's growing. I'm like, Michaela, it's not really a pet. Like, she was like, you know, like, taking care of it like it was an actual, like, I mean, it's a living thing, but like it was a pet.
Did you name it?
No, not yet. You can name it. I have two of them.
I need to see it first.
Yeah. It's they're funny. They're funny looking. Some
I want to watch things. Them eat a bug.
I don't know if you, I mean, I was trying to, they had pictures, and like I said, it was like nothing was really blooming. But what's funny is that the Venus flytraps that they have, mm-hmm. they actually have a sign that says, please don't tease the Venus flytraps. Cause what's the first thing you want to do? You want to stick your finger in it. So it'll, and what's funny is that you imagine that they get stuck and then it slowly closes. They actually like chomp, like not fast. I mean, it doesn't hurt,
yeah.
but they actually like, if you put your finger there, they go like, it'll grab it. So it's kind of cool.
Don't tease.
It says, please don't tease the Venus flytraps. So, but yeah, it was fun. I'm honestly a little bit tired right now.
Oh, I bet.
Pretty exhausted. But yeah, it was fun. What have you been up to?
Well, I traveled.
Yeah, you went Montana.
It was epic.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Went snowboarding. It was fantastic. And then...
Yeah, because you guys sent me a video.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sent me a video. It was like a direct video, and it was like her and Dana, and they were like drinking wine. Like, Gina, we're drinking wine. And then I sent them a video going, I'm vacuuming my ottoman right now. Like, that's the exciting thing that I'm doing. Made me jealous.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We'll have to go back.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah. Went boarding, you know, worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a pretty relaxed trip. Came home. I was home for just a couple days, and then I went to Arizona and dyed my hair red.
Yeah, you're a redhead now. What was the thing you posted? It was like, if you're
I'll read it.
Yeah, it was something like if you're in the redhead.
Yeah, Lauren sent it to me.
You said it, Lauren. Lauren.
It says, when a woman is in her red hair phase, leave her alone. She's going through some shit.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah.
It looks really good though.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's super different.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And then everyone there, like Chrissy and all them, like love it.
Yeah, no, it's I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
I was like,
you wear it well.
And now I'm like, I mean, I have a hard time getting dressed anyways.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't know, like what matches your hair.
Well, like, I mean, I have a hard time getting dressed. Like,
I have
anyways,
a hard time getting dressed.
Yeah, I need to go shopping. We need to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But someone had said to me when I was there, they were like, well, now you're gonna have to go and get a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't clash good excuse. With your hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
Now it's going to be even harder.
I'm like, oh man.
I know.
I'm like, well, I normally just wear black, so.
It'll go with everything.
That works. Came home from that and I'm just training, just hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Wednesday I had my hair done. So I normally have a rest day on Thursday. So I train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, rest day Thursday, train Friday, Saturday, and usually rest on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's like my typical schedule. And since I was sitting in a chair all day Wednesday, I rested Wednesday. When I came home, I flew home Thursday and I was like, and I needed to train.
Yeah.
So I went to the gym. I did my Wednesday programming on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to San Jose to CrossFit Currie to do my Friday. And I get there and I'm looking at my training for Friday and there's a reason, like basically, you know, you don't, with a program, there's a reason why, you know, like you kind of plan things around your schedule
mm-hmm.
and your rest days. And like, I basically just kind of like shot myself in the foot with with my training because I am so sore and tired. So like I did that stuff on Thursday, which I should have going into Friday should have been coming off a rest day.
Okay.
And it was just a lot on my like upper body.
Uh-huh.
3 days in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And yesterday, by the time we were done training, I was like, I'm pooped. I was so tired. We went.
You sound like an old lady.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pooped.
I was. I was so tired. I'm like trying to finish my training. And I was just like,
oh.
And just so sore.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We went and got food after we trained yesterday in San Jose and got some Bloody Marys.
Oh, nice.
And then I was really tired, came home, got in bed for a while. And then some friends were in from out of town. They were only in town one more night. So I got up, got ready. We went to dinner. I had some wine.
The rest is history.
I had some wine while I was getting ready. Went to dinner, had some more wine. And then we decided, are we going out? Which like going out in Santa Cruz is
pretty boring. Yeah.
But
it's pretty bad.
We never do it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, if we don't go out, like, I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
So we went out, had another drink. Anyways, got drunk, was great with some fun friends, and we were Ubering to drop them off and then go to my car. Not to my car. I wasn't going to drive. Right. I'm not an idiot. Right. But like at
where it was parked.
And where it was parked. Yeah. Near house. And as we're driving, Christy was like, oh, I wonder if Farrell's is open. And I immediately, I'm drunk. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely get a donut. So we change the drop-off location, go to Farrell's up on Mission, and they had hot apple fritters.
Oh, there's nothing better.
These things
better.
Are like
nothing better.
The size of a small dinner plate.
Yeah.
And so
I like
good.
Those little crusty parts, like where yes. all the, yeah, it's so good.
So we get that. I immediately start eating it. We get over to our friend's hotel room and we go in and I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, just devouring this apple fritter.
Just the drunk eating.
Yes. And him and his fiance had a bottle of champagne. So they opened that. I remember I took a break from eating the apple fritter and I laid down. And then like Brian wakes me up with like a glass of champagne and I was like,
oh, hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy.
But okay.
Yeah.
Drink that, eat my fritter, and I literally pass out face down.
Just like sugar all over your face.
Face down. And I like get woken up because we're like, you know, calling an Uber.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then I got in bed and woke up in my clothes.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
in my jacket.
Part of your clothes.
Yeah. I took my pants off. That would be way uncomfortable. But I still had like my big jacket on with like all my stuff in my pockets. Oh boy.
That's a good night right there.
But yeah, training's going good.
Good.
It's hard always. And just trying to, I mean, just going to take time to build back strength and capacity in my upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So I like have, I wonder if it's still there. Feel that right there. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
I have some gnarly knots in my forearms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crazy
and
place to
just,
get
like,
them.
And it just hurts. So then my hands will kind of ache like mm-hmm. down into my hands. So I'm going to keep my, we're doing training is all the same. We're not making any changes. It's just slowly adding volume. A lot of accessory work, trying to build strength in an overhead position.
Yeah.
And I now, like I've never been good at body work. Or like scheduling to like do PT
boring
and chiropractic.
And, yeah.
I just never.
Oh, for body work. Yeah, yeah.
For me. Like I right. like, it's almost like I could schedule it, but if I'm, it's like I can't find a time in my schedule or I'm not really hurting.
Right.
Then I'm like, oh, it's I don't need it.
It's like it late at night.
And
it's
then
not when you're going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I tend to wait till it's like too bad to go and get it. So I'm going to start trying to see someone once a week.
That'd yeah. be good.
And the competition is coming up like
I know,
fast.
I know. I know.
You know, and every time someone mentions it, like when it is, I just get a rush of anxiety. And I'm just like,
I know.
Calming myself down, breathing.
Pet yourself.
Yeah. But training's good.
Good.
How about your training?
Oh, my training's going really well. Really well. I'm just killing it out there.
You are killing it.
I'm just killing it. No, I'm just doing the same old shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a little catch up, guys, on where we were.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, I wanted to, so we had somebody write in for...
Did you find it?
I did. It was Dan.
Oh yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so it was Valentine's Day and we had talked about asking people like what their worst Valentine's Day was and we never really talked about it. I didn't really even do anything for Valentine's Day. I mean, I went out to dinner with friends.
You know? I went and got dinner.
Yeah.
That was it. I've never really done
I've never been a big Valentine's Day person. And we went to dinner at like 5:30. It's like the early bird special. Like old people.
Can we get your early bird and scene special?
Seriously. But yeah, no, it was funny because I think we had mentioned before, like, you know, about the, if you had any stories. And so Danielle Stewart wrote in, she said, Valentine's Day. Hi, longtime listener, first time emailer. I love listening to y'all and wish you could do more than one podcast per week or make them longer. Well, thank you. I mean, I feel like it's already a struggle to do one a week for us.
Yeah.
So, especially since we're never prepared. It always brightens my day to hear your laughter and banter on my way to work or walking through the grocery store. That's funny. Walking through the grocery store.
Sounds like something I would do.
Totally. Referencing the podcast with Courtney. Not sure if y'all were being serious about having a follow-up podcast about Valentine's Day, but I have a bad Valentine's Day story for y'all. My best friend has the Valentine's Day curse. I tell her to stay home and not speak to anyone every year. It is her Friday the 13th. This is really bad. I read this earlier. 1 year, she found the child support paperwork from her now ex-husband's other baby mama. A really nice, she puts in parentheses, a really nice way to find out he's cheating. A few years after that, she was arrested for attempting to bring a gun into the courthouse. She is an attorney and was dealing with a lot at the time, had her father's inoperable gun in her bag because she was supposed to take it to a gunsmith, but forgot about it and was made an example of at the courthouse. Usually they would have put, they would have had you go back and put anything that was, that you had in your car, especially if you're an attorney and known at the courthouse. Yeah, she says, I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the other stories, but these are pretty bad. So if you're having a rough Valentine's Day, just think that it could be a lot worse. Hope this makes you laugh. Danielle Stewart, that's pretty good.
Just stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
Don't answer your phone. Don't call anyone. Hibernate the whole day.
The entire day. So yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Worst case scenario, girl.
Oh.
Two.
Yeah, seriously.
You and her.
That would be me for sure. But, yeah, I don't really have any really bad.
I've never really done much for Valentine's Day. Besides like when you were young and you'd make your Valentine's box or whatever and you'd go to school and like set up your desk and all the kids go and like put Valentine's in them. And you like hope that people like put them
in
there.
Well, now I think they make it so that all the kids have to. Like you have to do one for each kid. Uh-huh. But yeah, back in my day, like you didn't have to. So it was like, oh man, I don't have any Valentine's.
We always would like just buy those little Valentine's from you know, the store that you'd,
my
like,
mom
they
would make
fold.
Us make them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You fold them and like put a candy in there.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. I mean, I would have much rather just bought them. I'm making Valentine's for people that aren't giving me Valentine's. wah, wah.
I could just see you like little, like he like gave it to someone and like later, like see him down the hall, like put it in the trash. He spent so much time on it.
Oh man. That's so sad.
All right. Little.
Oh, my Valentine's Day. Oh, actually this is funny. I went out to my car and a bird had shit all over my car. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, everybody else is getting like candy and flowers, and I've got a bird shit all over my car.
At least it wasn't on your head.
That's true. That has happened.
How many times have you been pooped on?
Oh, I mean, I've been pooped on a lot, actually. But there was one, I was like in the quad at school, you know, it was like at break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we live near the ocean, so there was a ton of seagulls, and they would always come out because, you know, it's food.
Yep.
And I just got shit on by like a really sick bird and it like, you know, down my face, like down on my chest, and everybody just like scattered, you know, so I'm like standing in the middle of the quad by myself with shit all over me. It's just, it's so brutal. High school's so brutal anyway. It's like, that's just one more thing to just be like, oh, why? So embarrassed. So,
oops.
Oh, I know. What happened?
I
moved it.
Sat on it.
Okay.
All right. I got an email from Aaron.
Uh-huh.
It just says Aaron in Arkansas.
Okay.
Boob advice.
Uh-huh.
I love CrossFit and I'm thinking about getting my boobs done, but I'm scared it's going to put me out for a while. Can you ladies talk about your experience with getting breast augmentation over or under the muscle, recovery time, etc., and how it affected your CrossFit routine? I've heard people say that they could no longer do pull-ups or push-ups, and I don't know if it's worth that for me, but I know you two still do those things. Thanks in advance for any advice you can give. Love listening to you guys. You're hilarious together. Aaron in Arkansas.
You want to take this one?
Yeah, and We've
done like a whole episode on boobs. Yeah,
but that's right. It's an old one.
Well, we can do a quick recap.
Yeah, it's an old one. So the first time I've had my boobs done twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I wasn't really doing CrossFit. I was a modern dance major at the University of Utah. And the reason I had them done a second time was because they needed to fix the way they were done the first time, basically
right?
Found out that
wrong
the doctor that did it the first time, it really, he didn't do it at all in a way like for my body or anything. There was in the recovery time, mine was under the muscle, mm-hmm. and that's like the more natural way of doing it, natural looking way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take longer to recover as far as like your muscle tissue,
right.
And you have to wait longer before you can do things like push-ups or pull-ups, things
right.
like that, because you just really want it to heal really well.
Well, you don't
want
to pop open the pocket and
yeah.
just have your boob end up
just
somewhere
like
it's not
belly.
Supposed to be.
Just in your belly?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Fast forward, I remember when I got them done, I wasn't really, after I'd had them,
mm-hmm.
I was when I was getting more into training, and the only thing I was like careful about was like doing bench press.
Okay.
And at the time I wasn't really doing CrossFit. I was doing when I did a couple, like training more conventional and like physique type uh-huh. training or whatever. And we never needed to do like, I never really benched. And if we did anything, we would do like incline. So it was more working up in the upper area.
Right.
But I know that that's something that people do think about, because the more you build your chest muscles, the more it's going to sort of push your implants out
like
into
towards
your
armpits. Yeah.
And I mean, you have to be careful with that, but if you're not like trying to power lift or like be a power lifter or really get like hit your bench press, like if you really want to be good at bench and you really want to like be strong with pushing, like with your chest, you kind of,
it's going to have, I mean,
it may or may not be a problem. When I got mine redone, I went in, they did not have to, they had to like cut my pocket
mm-hmm.
a little bit and put a new implant in there. And I took a long time. You can't do anything for,
I don't even remember. It's been
like
so long.
Weeks.
Like 6 weeks. Yeah.
And what was super important for me. So the first time I got them done, I remember a couple days after having them done, they wanted you to start massaging them. So like moving them so they didn't get hard and it didn't get what's it called?
Yeah, they get encapsulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time he didn't want me to do that at all. He's like, don't touch them.
Yeah.
Don't massage them. Don't do anything. And it's because it was very important that
pocket
it really like healed and got a lot of like almost like scar tissue around the implant. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't
move.
Right. And so I was like extra careful just because I went in and I, you know, went and saw this really great doctor.
Well, and it's also expensive. Yeah, you don't want to screw it up.
And it was really to like fix the problem.
Right.
And make them better. So I have not seen any changes with not being able to do pull-ups or push-ups. The only thing is like when you do those movements, your implants will move because you're flexing.
Temporarily, yeah. They just kind of like go out and back in.
But to me, I can do all the stuff I'm doing. I took the proper amount of time to recover and I don't think that there's anything that I would want to be doing that could really
hurt them. Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, I guess everyone like heals differently. And I would say if you're going to do it, and I learned from experience, find a doctor.
Well, don't do like some discount boob job.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You gotta go like, and I do your homework, obviously.
Yep.
You know, find a really good doctor.
Like for instance, the first time I went, it was like, they had put an age on silicone implants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got saline.
Right.
But like all I knew was like, there's a silicone or a saline. Like that's all I knew.
Right.
When I went to this other doctor years later, there are all kinds of implants and sizes and shapes.
And shapes, yeah.
And I had no idea. And so he was fine. He found me one that was perfect for my build, for like the width of my chest, for everything, and that would look the most natural. And I just had never experienced that with the other doctor. So what I thought your experience should be going to see a plastic surgeon, it was the first time felt more like a place where they just like kind of move people through it.
Right.
Right.
Assembly line boob jobs.
And then the second time it was way more, very specific and it felt a lot more like detailed and which made it not only a better, more successful surgery, but when you're spending that kind of money, like you know, you're like really being taken care of.
Right. Well, cause they're all like, they're, you know, everyone's body type is different. So they are going to have, so many different types. So like mine was, mine's silicone also, and mine's under the muscle, but mine, because I wanted it to be more natural looking, cause they have some that almost look like, they're like an implant that looks like not a cone.
Like the teardrop?
It's not the teardrop. It's like, they almost like when you see the ones, what we used to call them bolt-ons. You know what I mean? Like when you see somebody that has a boob job and they like look like they're really protruding, they'll do like different shapes. And so I didn't want that. And so mine's was called a low profile. So my chest, my boob circumference is wider.
That's how mine are too.
So yeah. So mine was wider. And because of that, I did this low profile one that was, you can still put as much silicone in it, like it can, you know, it can be any size, but it was going to be a wider implant.
That's what I have, and that's what my mom has. It's a much, like I have a wide chest, and so it's a much wider, like me and you have the same amount, same size, but I have like when I have
thin, well, I have more I have, breast tissue
yeah,
I think
I,
than
I
you
don't
did,
have
you have such low blo- like way lower body fat than
I do. And I never had boobs. So like for me, it was hard to like find an implant that was going to work good because there's certain things I just can't change about my body. So like I have thin skin and, I cry a lot.
Right.
I have thin skin and, like I don't have a lot of breast tissue. So like to find something where you cannot see the implant is tough.
Right.
Only on one of my boobs can you like kind of see it.
Feel, yeah.
But luckily, you know, out in public or majority of the time of your day, you're wearing clothes.
Yeah, so, that's probably best.
So only I know that it's not perfect.
Yeah.
But, but he needed to like find, it's like, well, he brought all the implants out and he's, you know, we're looking at like, if you're laying down, it's like this. Right. And if you're standing up, it's going to sort of sag to
naturally
this,
fall
like naturally to yeah. this way. And this is what it's going to look like. And yeah, we found, I think we have like probably the exact same implant.
I know.
Wider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mine, it's the same size as yours, but it's in width and not in
I know depth. What you call that. The depth. Height. The depth is a little different. Height. Yeah. But I never had any problems with doing, you know, again, you have to do the recovery time that they tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so there is that. But I mean, you can still do pull-ups. You can do push-ups. The dips are funny. Like when I do dips,
yeah, your boobs
you can
move.
See them. They'll go like, burp, burp, like yeah. out. So that's, I'm smacking myself in the face with my microphone. Think. Yeah, it hasn't hindered me from doing anything yeah. at all.
It just comes down to like, if you want them, yeah. I mean, I don't know what you are in the gym. Let's say, I don't really know what type of training you really love to do or what your goals are. Cause like you could be someone who
I think
really
she does,
wants
yeah, she
to
does
like
CrossFit.
Yeah. So. But like really wants to do some of those things that would, it may hinder you a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, I had implants when I went to the CrossFit games.
You sure did.
And they were shitty ones. But fixed.
Had a shitty boobs.
Had shitty boobs. No, so like I remember after the swelling was going down, I remember looking and being like, why? So like my right one always sort of like dropped lower than my left.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going in and the doctor basically told me that, and you can feel it, but he was like, my sternum is thicker on one side than the other.
Oh, I have that.
And he's like, really the only way to fix that is we'd have to go in and break your sternum and like build
nope.
it back. And I was like, nah, I don't need perfect boobs
yeah, I'm
that
okay.
bad.
I'm okay.
So when I went into the other doctor though, we kind of talked about it and he just was able like during surgery to sort of try and fight against that.
Right.
With like
well,
where again, he stitched things.
Going to a yeah. reputable doctor, you mm-hmm. know, you don't just go to anybody. And
went to the other guy and he was like, in there like, oh, I see your sternum's kind of shitty, but now just put it in there, stitch it up. They fall where they fall. Let the boobs fall where they fall.
Well, and gravity does take over. It doesn't matter if you have a boob job or not. I mean, mine are starting to just like really, really, they're just lower.
They're just big.
They're just lower.
You have big boobs.
They're not that big.
It's always so funny when I'm looking at her boobs and thinking like, we have the same size of implants. Mine
why do they
are
look so much
not
bigger?
Like yours.
Well, again, I have more body fat. So I have like more breast tissue.
You just so have more breast
they're just
tissue.
Heavy. But yeah. I mean, eventually, if I probably will never do them again. But if I were to have to do them, oh, because that was the other thing is like, I always thought that you had to go and like redo them. They always say like 10 years, but you don't have to get them redone. You don't like there's no reason why you have to get them taken out and
yeah,
then
no.
redone. I would have to do a lift and that's like a whole other thing. You know, you have to like, you get like this lollipop scar, like they take your nipple off. I mean, it's like, it's a little scary. So I have friends that have done it and it looks great, but I just don't know if I would want to go through all of that.
We yeah. could just like
tape them up. Now they have boob tape. I could just tape it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I have like my face taped. Like they have like,
or just like have it be like a bra that has like a strap. We just like pull it up. Goes around like a halter
I can, like,
top.
Yeah. I can like attach like the top of my head. And it could like pull up my eyebrows too or something like, or
yeah,
just
like strings
just, like,
that we
click
just
it. And it crank yeah. Crank it.
We have like a boa. Yeah. Just like twist it. And it's like, and then just,
oh my God. Just go home and undo it. And your boobs just fall and your face falls. Yeah. Sounds
oh,
like a
boy.
Great future.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
Did we talk about PDO threads on here?
Oh, no. Sue did a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about them?
I don't know much about it.
I don't know much about them either.
When I was thinking about having all the strings in your face. Pulled up. So basically like PDO threads, which one long one to your nipple.
Just pull it up.
Basically a PDO thread, it's like, I'm not the person that like does this type of stuff, but it is a way you
It's like a mini facelift like a mini, or something.
You can use them. They use them not just on the face, like the neck,
your knees or something. Yeah.
In your hands, but it's a way to.
I just imagine like you look like a Pinocchio lift. Or like a.
I have no strings.
Yeah. You would have strings though.
I have all the strings.
Holding my face up.
Yeah. But I was looking in, I was Googling PDO threads for
hooded eyes.
Hooded eyes.
Dude, do they put them in your eyes?
You would do it.
Because you'd put it like in your forehead?
And do it this way.
No, I feel like your eyebrows would be way too high.
Well, I know. I mean, it's not like I had made an appointment. I was just like.
You're like, I'm not doing it.
Living with hooded eyes.
It's a thing.
It really is. I mean, it runs in my family. My dad, my mom. My mom actually doesn't have
it. It's genetic.
That much.
My grandpa had to have the surgery just so he could see. You know what I mean? Because like his eyelids started to like. Go over him, yeah, like over just, the
have,
eye so he can see.
I have one that's worse than the other one. Yeah. But when I was in getting some Botox, they have called Elastoderm or something like that. And it's just eye cream
mm-hmm.
that does a little bit of tightening. And so I just put that on.
Oh,
I think it helps.
Yeah. I can see them. So that's good. It's working.
I can see your eyes.
It's working so far.
All right. Let's do one more email.
Okay.
This is from Amanda. And she is talking about workout buddy problems.
Oh.
Hi, Brooke and Gina. I'm listening to your podcast episode, and I have a weird question about gym buddies. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fired a gym buddy? I'm currently a full-time hairstylist and have been going to the gym for 10 years, but it's hard to stay motivated and finding the time, energy to work out. Yeah, I get that. I recently had a friend ask if I wanted a gym buddy and said yes, except I have now realized she isn't really there to work out. She uses it as a social event and wants to talk the whole time, and I feel like it's slowing down my gains, but I feel like an ass saying anything. So I think what she's asking is, have you ever fired one?
Yeah.
Maybe how would you do it?
Oof. I don't think I have. I mean, I've definitely like been in the gym where people are talking to you and you like have to get stuff done.
Yeah.
I think headphones are really good in that situation. You know, you just pop them in, you act like you can't hear them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe what you could do is if you don't want to like tell her that you don't want to be her gym buddy, maybe you just, you know, when you're going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
you really preface it with like, all right, I don't have a lot of time, so I've got to move fast.
Right. Yeah, I got to get through this.
I got to get through this fast. And and just, you know, if she's kind of holding you up, just like if you just let her know ahead of time that like you don't have a lot of time and you're going to like, you got to get in and get your stuff done. And if she, you know, and then she hopefully would just understand. And, you know, if you're ready to move on and she's not, then just move on.
Well, I think, and I feel like if this goes back to like our friendship episode, like where you really want to know somebody before you become friends with them, like maybe in the future, just so that it doesn't happen again, if you do have to fire this person, like really, yeah, I don't know. It's almost like an interview, right? Like you're like, well, what are your goals? How long does it take you to work out? Like, I don't know. Like have like a list of questions or something. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but.
Just
I don't
like
know.
Sitting down. I mean, sounds like you're taking interviews.
Yeah, it sounds like you're screwed.
Yeah, I would. So, I would just start by instead of like firing her right away.
Maybe you can just find reasons why you're really busy and you can't go at the same time. You know what? In all, yeah, like if all else fails, lie. That's really great advice.
I got the best advice.
Just
Gina.
Lie about whether or not you have time to do it or not.
I think just letting her know that. You're there to get work done. You don't have a lot of time.
Better.
You work full time and you really want to train. And if, you know, if you find that she still continues to like make it really difficult and take a really long time, then you just let her know like, hey, you really slow me down.
This isn't working. Like, this isn't working for me.
You can still come. We can still train, but maybe what we should do is like train near each other. But we do our own thing.
Or you find somebody in the gym and you introduce her to her. And then you just sneak out of the whole situation.
You just give her away.
You plan them a play date.
Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that it is. That's why, like, I really love training at, like, conventional gyms.
Right.
Or sorry, functional gyms.
Functional gyms, yeah.
Because people do still talk in there, especially if people are, like, you know, doing their own programming. But for the most part.
But then the coach just yells at them to shut up.
You do kind of, like, get your shit done.
Yeah.
Versus, I remember I went to, I was at, like, a conventional gym not too long ago. And just, like, you just see people just talking and not working out. And you, like, don't get anything done.
No. It's like a waste of their time.
Yeah. And I know, like, if I'm in that situation, it's almost like whatever little bit of motivation I had to get my training done dwindles away.
It's gone. Yeah. Sounds like you're screwed. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Gina's tired. She doesn't know what she's saying.
I know. I am tired. I am. I know. I'm like, we're going to have to cut this one short.
Hopefully you guys had a really good Valentine's Day. Those of you that celebrated, or Galentine's Day.
Oh God. What is that?
That's for so the funny gals.
To me. Yeah, I know. It's so funny to me.
Gals. I don't use that
Galentine's.
Word.
Oh yeah. Gal. Gals.
Gal.
Gal pal.
Gal pal.
You're my gal pal.
Yeah, gals.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Pretty dumb.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys, if you did celebrate, or hopefully if you have kids, I feel like that's probably when it's like a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting things for your kids or nieces and nephews or whatever. I'm hoping you had a good time. I'm back in town. I'm home for a while now. So we'll be recording.
Yeah, we'll be recording and we'll actually have a topic.
I mean, we rarely have topics. We are going to be we're already working on scheduling some people to have on the show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we're going to start doing guests. I've got to figure out how to do Skype.
Oh, yeah. We can figure it out.
Because, you know, when we have people call in, depending on where you're at, the service
makes
it super shitty.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that. We're going to figure out how we could do Skype. And we are also going to be guests on some podcasts. Nothing's scheduled yet. Thank God. I'm like, Devin, can you... You just take care. Can you just handle this?
Just handle that and we'll show up.
I'm like, you know my schedule and... Yeah. So she's working on it. We are going to have more guests on the show, which will be really great. And we know a lot of you have really liked the guests we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always have a good time. You have anything coming up you want to talk about?
I've got my son's wedding coming up. It's been stressful. Yeah. It's been really, well, I don't know why I'm saying it's stressful. I haven't had to do anything.
I'm just so stressed out.
I'm really stressed out, you guys. No, I'm just, you know, trying to prepare for that, you know.
Well, and you're traveling to Tulum?
Yeah, we're going to Tulum.
So anytime you're traveling anywhere, it's already stressful, but now you're like...
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'm excited. It's like all the family. And I know, me too. And all the kids. And it'll be a good time. It's just, I guess there's like one night is a white party. And it's like, you know, I'm already like stressing out trying to like figure out like the dress, you know, like being like the, you know, and then my son is like, hey, have you thought about like what you want to do for the mother son dance? And I'm like, oh my God, no, I haven't even thought of a song. Like I have to do that. Really stressful stuff, you guys, really stressful. But, yeah. So now I have to get a white outfit on top of the other outfit and you know, but it'll be a good time once we're there.
I've never been to Tulum.
I haven't either.
It's so pretty.
I've heard amazing.
Really good things.
Yeah. And they have like all these things you can go do, like caves and water, which, you know, I love.
And
you know, there's like
sand.
A beach there. There's sand. All my favorite things.
Just wear sunscreen.
I know.
Make sure DJ wears sunscreen.
Oh, I know.
He'll get sunburnt.
He thinks
because
he's brown, he doesn't get burnt.
And he then learned that the hard way.
He went snorkeling one time and was just face down the whole time and like got up and looked at his friend Sam and he goes, am I burnt? And they all looked at him like, oh my God. And then
like he was in a t-shirt the rest of the trip.
He was renting.
We're in Thailand, right?
Thailand. Yeah. And then he was, for a week after, like when he would sit in our chair, like downstairs, he would get up and there'd be skin all over the chair. Like it was bad. It was bad. It was one of the worst burns I've seen.
I've only ever gotten really burned on my nose when I was younger.
You're lucky.
Yeah. And then but my sister, Robin, we used to call her Red Robin.
She would always get burned.
I mean, Red Robin. Yeah, she would always get fried.
Oh,
like me,
terrible.
She's the only one out of like all my siblings that
doesn't get tan.
She doesn't get tan.
How much does she hate you guys? Like, what? I would hate to be that one sibling.
Lacey,
that's like, oh.
Lacey always used to get really dark. And
you get pretty dark.
I get pretty dark. Yeah. My brother will get pretty dark too. Lacey right now, I think she was saying like, it's almost like she's gotten older. Like she doesn't get sunburnt, but she doesn't like tan as much or as fast as she used
probably
to.
Probably better for her skin anyway.
But also at the same time, when she was younger, she swam. I mean, you're at the pool a lot, so.
Yeah, speaking of burns, I burnt my eyebrow. I was, can you see it? Right here?
A little bit.
You know what?
Curling iron?
Curling iron, man. Those things are dangerous.
Yeah, I burnt my nipple with a curling iron one time.
I burnt my vagina with a curling iron. I feel like I'm one-upping you.
You are.
But yeah,
that would
I actually
be way worse.
I burnt my vagina with a curling iron. Everyone's like, how on earth would you have done that? No, I was not curling my vagina hair.
Just kidding. It was a flat iron.
Yeah.
It was a straightener.
I had the curling iron on the counter and I'd gotten out of the shower and it was really hot. And I was like, I'm just going to get ready naked. And so I was getting ready in the counter, you know, I'm taller. So the curling iron was, I'd like hooked the cord and I pulled it and the curling iron was going to fall off of the
and you went to catch
thing,
it
and I went to catch it like with my body and I trapped it between the edge of the counter and my hoo-hoo. And it was like, you know, like when something shocks you and you don't move quick enough. And I just sat there for a second and I had this like, this like bubbled up right on the front of my vagina and it scabbed up and it looked like I had a scorching case of herpes or something. I was like, great. This is great when you're newly single.
Well,
sorry. What's a scab?
Oh, nothing.
I just caught a curling iron with my vagina. Totally makes sense.
Man, that's a good note to end it on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, you guys, thanks for listening.
Guys. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Five-star rating, five-star warning.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.